The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. How you doing? Live from New York City, of course. That's AM 970 The Answer. 705 on AM 970 TheAnswer.com. Around the country, around the world. Thanks for listening. Frankie is here, and Albert is here, and Debbie. Thank you, Debbie, for always watching out for us on the road. A little crazy out there today. A little windy, very stormy, rainy in the city. Please be careful out there. Daddy worries about you. You know that. A lot going on news-wise. It's all about Kanye in the Oval Office. And again, I feel like I have to be the translator as we come on the radio. And you look and you see Kanye West was kind of, off-the-wall rapper, you know. And there he is with President Trump. And he went in there and they brought the cameras in. And he's with the great Jim Brown, the NFL mega, you know, one of the great players of all time, Jim Brown from the Cleveland Browns, right? So they're in the Oval Office. Then Kanye starts and he goes off and he goes on a rant with all the cameras there. This is what happened. And we have the audio, but, you know, it goes on and on. And if you listen to it, you know, just at its, base perception of it, you're going to say, oh, this guy's ranting. Listen to what he's saying. It made all the sense of the world to me. And now I am the translator on the radio. What have I been talking about? I'm going to talk about this all morning. I've been talking about you got to get to Nike. You got to get to Apple. You got to get to all these companies that make all the jobs in China. You got to get them to make the products, even if they start with low-level manufacturing jobs, because sometimes you have to do a high-tech job like making a smartphone. You'd have to go to school for years to learn how to do that. We could start with that, but why don't we start with low-level manufacturing jobs and put them within the inner cities of the United States of America? Because if you walk through, and what you and I probably don't, you might not generally do, and I remember I got emboldened years ago, and I keep talking about a gentleman who was my mentor in the nonprofit arena. I met a man named Raymond Chambers from Newark. At Newark, I went on to become an icon on Wall Street. And then he gave it all up, gave his whole business up to help the at-risk community. And I told you there was the earthquake in Los Angeles in 1994 that I experienced, and I ran like a scared rabbit. But I saw the people hurt the most were the people who needed help the most in L.A. And I'm so out of the Hollywood loop, I always say I'm not on the A-list. I'm not on the B-list. I ain't even on the wait list, you know. So I didn't know how to help that community. But when I came back to Jersey all those years ago, I went to this man, Mr. Chambers, and I said, what could I do to help my community? I was like enlightened. And Ray's eyes lit up, and he said, come on, he took me to Newark, where my parents were brought up. My mother was born in the Ironbound in Newark. My daddy was brought up on Mount Prospect Avenue, off of Bloomfield Avenue. And I walked the streets, and I remember the riots, you know? And I said, well, how can we help? And then it was so interesting, as Mr. Chambers took me down to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Newark, and I saw the most at risk in our communities. I looked in the eyes of these kids and I said to myself, whoa, there but for the grace of God go I. Boom, in my face. I could have been, but I was so fortunate to have my parents, my dedicated parents there, because I was a punk, man. I got kicked out of school, but by today's standards, I was naughty. My mom goes, by today's standards, I was naughty. She's right. I was just naughty. But still, what was I thinking? What was I? It was just for attention or something. I don't know what it was, but I did have my father to smack me, you know, my mom to set me straight. that teach me what was right. But a lot of these kids are born into situations you and I can't even begin to think what it's like. And then I'll tell you this story, and we'll move on. And forgive me for staying on this, but it's been such a mission of mine. And we're at the cusp of curing this problem in the United States, of helping these people. I'm so sick of hearing the left and hearing the progressives go, people are coming into this country. Oh, you have to help these people coming into the country. Who helped my grandparents? Who helped my grandparents? They calling them dagos and wops and you guinea, you greasy bum. You get all of that. We just put up with it, and we fought harder, and we became part of the United States of America fabric and the foundation of the country. We built the country. We didn't complain and whine and ask for legislation, change legislation to accept us. You learn our ways because this is the way we learn from our country. No, my people came to this country. They learned how to be American, proud Americans. Now, what the socialists are doing, and this is why the midterms are so vital and why you have to get out and vote, what the progressive socialists are doing, there are no liberal Democrats anymore. Those good people, the liberal Democrats, I know maybe a handful. On one hand, I could count the liberal Democrats that I know. And not forget about the blue dog Democrats. Remember the conservative Democrats, the people who really made sense? Gone. Gone. That was it. Jim Webb, that's the last of the blue dog Democrats. Joe Manchin's got it in him, but he's getting taken over by the progressive left. And they go down and they say, oh, you're separating families at the borders. And then that's the mantra. They have completely forgotten about our citizens in the stressed areas of the United States. They've completely forgotten about the at-risk community. They completely, and they're all mayors of these communities, and they just walk away from it. Rahm Emanuel finally walking away, thank God. Look what's happening in Chicago. When my friends in Chicago call, they go, you know, we don't drive by that section of town. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's a norm? That's the norm? Well, you just don't go in that area. It's the United States. And we're accepting everybody else in. Don't get me fired up. So when Kanye West goes to, and this is why I think President Trump is the right president at the right time. You need to upset Washington the way they did yesterday. It's got to be turned upside down, inside out, and backwards. It's a swamp. It's an insidious little swamp with parasites all over sucking at us, you and me, because we pay for all of it. We pay for the lawyers. We pay for the lobbyists. We pay for the planes. We pay for the whole staff and all the health care. And this insidious, parasitic little life, this little swamp that they have down there goes on and on and on. And you and I just keep struggling, trying to do the best thing, going to church, believing in God, paying our taxes, taking care of our kids. And they suck us dry. And yet they won't help out. If you embolden and you listen, of all things, this is how bad Washington is that you need a Kanye West in that town. This is how people, they're calling them all kinds of racist names. How elitist, how pompous do you have to be? You're going to call, there's a kid, if he's misguided in Kanye West and he's looking to Donald Trump as a father figure, let's accept it. Hear what the kid's got to say. You know why? Because he's making, I'll tell you what, making a lot more sense than I'm hearing on any of the mainstream media. Everything Kanye West said to President Trump yesterday, as inappropriate as it was, made so much more sense than anything I've heard on social media, anything I've heard on mainstream media, anything. And I'm just praying. And I'm emboldened when I talk about Mike Lindell and I say how he's close to President Trump and he understands because, you know, Michael was a crack addict. He'll tell you that. He was there in the inner cities, man. He was there. He saw it in Minneapolis, the help that is needed. And he's working. And the president hears this billionaire, everything bad they say about Donald Trump. This is the man that understands the other side. That we should help first before we go help everybody else around the world and around the people that come into this country illegally. Well, we should have where's all your sympathy? This is what America is. We accept everybody. Take care of our own first. You start there, and then everything will turn out and be okay, and you'll be able to help other people. But goodness gracious, so I'm telling you, the Kanye West meeting, I was emboldened by it. I thought it was great. I thought it was so refreshing. And he's saying things I've said for years on this radio show. You know, no, and we go through, and you hear it, and you're a compassionate person. I appreciate it. you're a God-fearing, you know, hopefully church-going person, except for Al, you know. But you get it. You get it. You got to help others. You got to reach out and let's help. Let's go to these inner cities. Let's help out. And you could do it through a pastor-based. You know, somebody said maybe you should go through the churches because the churches are strong in the inner city. Whatever you got to do. But I would love to see a contingency from the United States government. Listen to me. This would be awesome if you had from the White House. And maybe it's Kanye. I don't know. You go to Nike and you do it. You have one of those press conferences the way the president did yesterday. He let all the press in. Do you know the boldness in that? Do you understand how bold that was? That he had Kanye West, this loose cannon, and Kanye West come in and he let the press in? Do you understand how brave that was? Can you understand the concept? What politician would do that? The political correctness, they would just, oh, don't, you better not. It's a young black man coming in with Donald Trump. We don't want to show that. Nah. You know what? Donald Trump goes, let it roll. That to me is awesome. It's awesome. It's bold. It's brave. And it's long overdue in Washington. So goodness gracious, I'd love to see a contingency, you know, like a diplomatic mission almost. Because these big companies, they're like, it's like, I don't know who they are. I don't even know what Apple is anymore. They go to other countries. They don't care about us. They tell us what to do. They tell us how politically incorrect we are. They tell us that we're racist. They tell us you're environmentally wrong. You're harming the environment. And that all they are making billions and billions of and trillions of dollars with Amazon and Apple. And no one's saying, could someone come to the south side of Chicago before they build the presidential library for Barack Obama and maybe help out the kids and the children who are killing each other every night in the south side? What a crazy concept. Can you go to Nike and say you're using Colin Kaepernick as a poster boy, because this is the guy that has the audacity to disrespect the national anthem and the flag and everything we stand for, literally, and we're going to make him the poster boy while you have slave labor and you will not create one job in any inner city in the United States of America. Shame them into it. And then this is why we, Frankie and I, believe in the tariffs. The tariffs are good. The tariffs are a beginning. And I'm telling you this, too. You mark my words. I don't know how we got here. I don't know. I'm telling you, we speak from the heart, but we are as common sense a radio show as you're going to find anywhere, on any radio station anywhere. We speak from the heart. We're organic to a fault, but we are a common sense show. And I'm telling you, what the president is doing, and it comes from Peter Navarro and Curtis Ellis and some of the people in the White House, they're telling this president, tariffs on China. Tariffs is just the beginning. They're stopping the militarization of this. We have no idea the size of China and what they want to do, how they want to take over. And it's starting in the South China Seas. And we have no idea. They want to take over with what Peter Navarro wrote in Crouching Tiger, the book, how he said, he says there's submarine tunnels underneath the South China, on submarine tunnels. Why? Because they can't be detected by satellite. And everybody laughs, Space Force. Oh, look at Donald Trump, Space Force. You don't think the Chinese are in space with weapons? Excuse me. How naive can you possibly be? That's exactly, when the president's talking about that, I'm telling you, we're at the right place at the right time, and we have to back it, we have to believe it, we have to support it, and you have to vote the right way. I'm telling you, all these things will slip away. Before you know it, you'll turn around, you and I will be really old, and we'll lose our country. And we'll say, I should have voted. I should have done this. Now is our time. This is our time. Don't waver. Stay on track. Don't let that frivolous mainstream media, the frivolous things you see on social media, don't buy any of it. Stick to your guns. You know what's right. You know what's right. I'd like to think that's why you listen to us in the morning. It's a very vital time. And we got to take a lot of these things literally. And we got to show up and vote like you did last time. Don't stay home. Piscopo in the morning. Fired up this morning. It's Friday. But when I see things, when I see an inkling and I see an opening, you know, like Jim Brown, we saw an opening when he was running back in the day on the field, right? Nobody better. in the backfield and Jim Brown like that. When I see an opening, I said, we got to go. You got to go for that opening, man. We have the opening. The opening is there. Of all people, in the name of God Almighty, I would have never thought Donald Trump would be the guy to make that opening, to open it up for us, to run right down the middle as a country and to take it home, to take our country back. It's Donald Trump leading the way. Look at that. Who knew? I understand the criticisms. I can't even believe I'm saying this. But it's where we are, and it's something that we have to embrace. Don't let them take our country away. These are simple things that we have to take care of, and we will get our country back. I really believe that. Sorry for being so melodramatic, but I'm fired up. And I just keep thinking about my grandparents coming here. And you know, because I'm older, I was a punk, I was dumb. I've made every silly mistake you could possibly make in life. And as I get older and I have the opportunity to be on the airwaves to try to talk to you, to help us all join together to do the right thing, then I'm going to do it. Because you know what? I'm not going down. I'm a proud American, and I make no apologies for that. 19 minutes after 7 o'clock, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. Fired up this morning. Five boroughs is in the house. Gary Goldberg's going to tell you what you do with your money. Hey, Jeffrey Lyons is here. Mike, can't wait to hear what Mike Gallagher's got to say about the Kanye meeting. A lot going on. Right now, Debbie's on the roads for you, and she's looking out for you as she does so well. So great to be with you. I like when you do the traffic thing. I don't know. You do it. You like ad lib this thing. It just flows. You are just you're the traffic queen, Deb.
I have a map in my brain, you know. You just the words and you just put it all together, you know. That's all. It's like
I am so directionally challenged. I think every guy is directionally challenged. I really think so, right? You know, well, you need a gal there to be your GPS, right? But that's why the GPS voice is a woman, because it's if it was a guy, you'd get lost, you know.
Next thing you know, she'll say, turn around, go the other way, right?
Yeah. If the GPS device in your car was a man, it would be like, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not pulling over. I'll just keep driving.
Yeah. Just keep driving.
That'll eventually get there, you know.
Debbie Duhaime, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, let's take it out to the island. Southern State eastbound, right by the Wantagh. That's an accident. It's busy on the New England Thruway, southbound, getting down past the Hush. But an accident was clear, but delays go back up into Westchester County here on the New England Thruway. It's really busy still on the eastbound BQE at Cabin Plaza. It's flooding out there to deal with, and traffic is still moving pretty slowly on 287 southbound in Jersey. 287 south exit 37, getting down past Hanover into Morristown. Accident blocking three lanes over there. It's still a little bit tough for you on 109 northbound. 109 northbound getting up toward Avenel Street over in Woodbridge. An accident with a down pole. Couple of lanes blocked. 78 east, ramp to the Garden State Parkway South. An accident there. Speed still down to 35 at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Checking in on the forecast. Rain this morning, clearing later. High today of 64 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Hiring? Try ZipRecruiter. Unlike most job boards, ZipRecruiter finds candidates for you and actively invites them to apply, so you get qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/join.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. As a broadcaster, I love interviewing compelling guests, and I know AM 970 listeners want the same thing. So here's the deal. Check out my TV series, One-on-One with me, Steve Adubato, for great conversations with fascinating people. Tune in weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET Channel 13 at 12:30 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One on One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, futures are higher this morning, indicating there could be some recovery today after the Dow Jones Industrials lost more than 1,300 points in two sessions. JP Morgan Chase and Citigroup are scheduled to report earnings today, and both are expected to report higher profits. China-based Tencent Music is delaying going public because of the stock market sell-off. The Wall Street Journal says the music streaming company was concerned the market's volatility would affect its pricing. Casino company Wynn Resorts is buying part of European sports betting business Bet Bull Limited. The two of them plan to jointly work on sports betting in the United States. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 545 points on Thursday. The NASDAQ dropped 92 points, and the S&P was down 57. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank. where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender. We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning, 726. Happy Friday. Be careful. Rainy, windy, a little stormy out there. Worry about you. So please be careful as you come in, all right, or you're around the house. Hey, yeah, so I got the best product, this headlight harness. Did you hear me talking with Marilyn from the headlight harness yesterday? Marilyn, Peter Pianelli came up with the best product. You have got to try this, because I did it with Otis. It's spectacular. It's a great new product for dog owners. It's called Headlight Harness, and it is really, it's fantastic the way they invented this. I got one for Otis, and he loves it. The headlight harness was invented by Peter and Marilyn, right? This is a New Jersey couple, the Pianellis, right? So it's a bright LED integrated right into the chest of the harness, making you and your dog highly visible to vehicles and illuminating the path so you don't need a flashlight. It'll scare off wild animals. You know, I'm out in the boondocks, you know, when I take and I let Otis out, I could put the headlight harness on Otis and I'll see where he is. And again, it scares away the raccoons. Hey, man, we got coyotes out in our neck of the woods. You know what I'm saying? So it's good that I could protect a dog like that. And it's perfect for securing your pet in a vehicle with an easy, quick access handle. By the way, state law, state of New Jersey, you've got to secure your pet when you're driving. You do it with the headlight harness. Makes a perfect gift. Comes in a variety of colors. Can be customized with the pet's name. I have Otis right on mine. And a contact info. It can be customized. Comes in a variety of sizes as well. Fits all dogs from 4 pounds to 200 pounds. Otis is so comfortable with this thing. And Otis is about 110, 120 pounds, really. Slips easily on. Is virtually impossible for your pet to escape. And you know what's great? There's no choke, no pull design. So it's not around the neck. Very, very safe. And it's very easy for the dog to wear. You know, very comfortable for the pet. To order a headlight harness, please go to headlightharness.com. At least check this out. You're going to love it. Headlightharness.com. I got to get one for my sister Carol for a dog. It's perfect. Use the promo code AM970. You know what you get? 20% off the product on the site, please. Headlightharness.com, promo code AM970. Here's the number, 800-597-0181.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on AM970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to see you at the business breakfast yesterday. Thanks to Mitchell Modell for coming by. Steve Adubato did his usual brilliant job of watching over the whole thing, and Mitchell was there. And we were working the whole time. Was anybody inside, Frankie, that you knew? Because I heard everything went great, but I wanted to see it. But of course, we were live on the air. But all was well inside the I guess it was the theater in there.
Yeah, I heard Steve Adubato did a good job, and Mitchell is always great. I heard Herman was pretty interesting. My friend Bill Smith from the Garden State Initiative, who were doing this big event with in Atlantic City on October 25th. This was his first one of these business breakfasts, and he said he got a lot out of it. So,
oh, that's great. You know, I'm going through on my computers because Al always busts my chops because I buy Apple products, and I'm upset with Tim Cook and the Apple company because you hear President Trump saying that Apple will come and they're going to build this mega, mega plant in the United States. Well, I'm waiting, you know, I'm waiting, and I hope that they do go to the stressed areas of America and build. Yeah, you can build a smartphone case, but Al, you are so right. You know what's happening? I have a MacBook, I have an old Mac Pro, right. I have a new iPad Pro, and I've got
You have paperweights, is what you have.
Listen to me. I can't argue with you, man. Because listen, a meal tray.
Yeah.
Because they want me to download the operating system, but it takes a few minutes. I'm afraid once I download, I'm going to lose everything. You don't know what's going to happen. You can't get to where you got to go. I'm being firewalled all over the place. I need passwords all over the place. And that's the one good thing about Apple. They will firewall things better than, I think, regular PCs. But I can't get anything. I think once I have to download the new operating system.
And what good is it if you get no viruses if you can't operate the system?
I'm telling you.
What's the point?
I'm getting more. My old Mac Pro is working better than the iPad Pro. I just can't get it going there. Unbelievable. So, Al, I can't. And by the way, if they made it, my theory is this. And if I'm in a hotel room, I was railing about this yesterday. And when you turn the TV on in your hotel, if you're like me, you're a traveler. And I go from, I'll do three
hotels. Don't
get
me started with the hotel that we were at.
I was in three hotels a day. I go like that.
Yeah.
You go, you turn your TV on. First of all, it was easier when I was turning on the television with the little blip light in the slow TV with the tubes. It was easier back then in the 1950s or 60s than it is now. You can't get to where you got to go. It takes a while for you turn it on, and then it's got Mario Lopez telling you what films you got to go see. Mm. Then you're trying to get to your channel. You get the channel, and then you turn it off. You turn it back on, and it goes right back to Mario Lopez. And then you got to find out where.
You're just not a fan of Mario Lopez. That's the thing.
By the way, big fan of Mario Lopez, a chance to meet Mario Lopez, and I think he does a brilliant job.
The next time you see him, tell him I'm tired of looking at your face on the TV. No, I had a problem with the hotel we were in the other night because
As long as you have Chinese food with me in my
room. I didn't have Chinese food with you. The Keurig machine in my room did not work when I tried to have coffee in the morning. One of the outlets didn't work properly.
Don't get me started on Keurig. That's another thing. Yeah. They're all made in China.
I thought it was a great hotel.
Didn't work. One outlet, I plugged my CPAP machine in. The outlet wasn't working, so I had to switch to the other outlet.
If you want. You could have came into my room. If you want.
Listen to yourself. Did you fall? Did you hit your head? Really?
Even during the blizzard, you didn't want to share it.
Right. I know. Yeah, perfectly nice night. Yeah, come in. Have some Chinese. Mind the wontons. You know, it's all right. Yeah. And then the other thing was, that was creepy, the bathroom of my room, they had two pieces of wood shoring up the bottom of the...
That was weird.
The sink. To hold up the sink.
You had the same thing?
Yes. I had the
same thing. All right, so what's going on?
That was odd.
Don't remove... Yeah.
There was a counter. It was the bathroom counter where the sink is.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, you look, there's a piece of wood, and it was raw. It wasn't even painted.
Right.
It wasn't painted white. And it was two,
like a two-by-four.
What do you call
it? Two-by-fours,
So two two-by-fours on the ground up to holding the sink up.
And then it's written on the block of wood that's holding up the sink. Do not remove in black magic.
Well, it tells me that whoever the plumber that they hired to put the sinks in didn't mount them properly, and they must have been falling.
Maybe it's that's the new thing. That's a new kind of design. It's sort of a semi-rustic look.
And the sink was made in China, too. I'm telling you. I'm sure it was. What? That was really weird. Yeah. But it was good.
I thought it was really nice.
Oh, and their vending machine needs to be updated because I bought a protein bar that I was going to have on the way home, and it said expires August of 18. It's October. You might want to check that. I wasted $2.25. I didn't even open it. I said, that's it.
That's great.
Could have eaten it.
No, I'm sorry. If it's expired, it's expired. So, yeah.
It was great. They had weights at the pool. I don't know.
And what was the cookies in the lobby? They had these David's cookies sitting there.
Like, I didn't touch them because
they were free, or do you pay for them?
Yeah, it was a pub. No, you could have taken those cookies. There were cookies in like this plastic thing with the, and they had the holder, little handle.
I thought you were my bellhop.
You could take
I mean, it
little...
was very nice. You came down with the thing. Like, to take your bags, Mr. Gattuso?
But I never free room. You're doing a lot of complaining here. I'm grateful to have gotten it.
Apologize.
I tell you, for a Holiday Inn Express,
it's
beyond the budget of the station to put us in a Holiday Inn. Right. It has to be a Holiday Inn Express.
Well, the location is very convenient. Yeah. I mean, it's literally 2 minutes from the college.
No bar, though.
And 2 minutes from the bar. 2 minutes from, but Frank, you were
5 minutes from the bar that I went to.
5 minutes it was. But they did a good job. And the Chinese food was good, Al. I wish you kind of joined me.
I'm really glad. You didn't invite me. You just said I ordered Chinese. See, you said I didn't invite you to the restaurant. You didn't invite me to have Chinese food. I said I ordered Chinese food.
Do you want Chinese?
No, you said I ordered Chinese food. Then you gave a 20 to the guy at the desk to let him know, by the way, when it gets here, pay for it.
You think he put that in his
pocket? I said to you, you could have gotten a swim in, and then you looked at me with a look of horror on your face like, I'm not swimming in that pool. There's too many people in there already. But I mean, there were four people. The pool was filled.
No way. No way. I was going in the room. I was not going to walk into the pool area.
I could just see you looking at that.
I'm not going to go in there. I'd be with so many kids and everything and the germs.
All right, kids, can you splash over there? I need to get my laps in.
Joe's coming in to do his laps.
Right.
Oh, man. But I hope that was here. I swear to God. Listen to me, Frankie, where we are. I'm going to go to the news.
It was rude. Don't worry.
No, when I said when I said to the guy at the front desk, I said, I ordered Chinese food, and I actually said the words, if the Chinese guy comes in, tip him. Make sure you tip him.
Why would you say if the Chinese guy comes in?
Because it's a Chinese restaurant. I figure the guy's going to be Chinese.
But I know plenty of people that work at Chinese restaurants.
But let me tell you, you could start a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Frankie, you could start a lawsuit.
Was the guy, in fact, Chinese? Do we know that?
I'm dying to find out. Yeah.
Let's call the hotel. We'll find out.
Let's find out.
I could have said if the Oriental guy comes in.
You know what?
That would have been racist.
Well, first of all,
I'm afraid to say anything anymore.
So just grunt.
But you know, why? Two things in terms of why I don't think you should be afraid to have referred to the person delivering Chinese food as Chinese. One is, let's say you ordered pizza, right? You would say, when the pizza guy comes, give him a tip. Yeah. So you weren't necessarily referring to the ethnicity of the delivery man. You were referring to the product that he was delivering.
This is why you should be in law school, because that would be a perfect defense. I was not racist. I was just referring to the type of food that it was.
Exactly. Right.
That's exactly what the Chinese.
If you ordered empanadas, when the empanada guy comes, give him a tip.
And if I said it, when the Chinese guy comes, make sure you say, oh, thank you very much.
All right.
Now that's really
a problem. Right.
So then
now you got a problem.
You got no defense. I arrive a bigger tipper for you.
I'm surprised that guy got a tip. Well, at least you got something. That's why the guy got a tip.
Yeah.
You go to places where you don't get anything and you give people tips. So.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll say this about the Chinese. They're not that into tipping. Maybe that's why the service isn't always the best at some Chinese
places. It depends on the attitude of the I'm in a good mood. Exactly. You get concerned.
No, please.
Bad mood, forget it.
No, and we love the Chinese, please. Now we're going to get into trouble here.
Who's we? Maybe there are people that don't like it.
I do like the Chinese.
Not for me.
Great food.
We love Chinese.
And I play with them.
I love the food. I love the people.
All the time. And they're delightful company.
Oh, it's absolutely right. Okay, we're going to get ourselves. I just like pushing the envelope because we are so politically correct. I am so tired of it. I got beautiful Debbie Duhaime next to me, and I say, oh, you look beautiful. You look great. I can't say any of that, Frankie. The Me Too movement, it's like you can't say nothing. It's like ridiculous.
Just say you look neutral.
Then you're
good. Because then it's not good looking, you're not good looking, you're neutral. That's
all. What do you say? Yeah, I mean, I'm lost. I'm a dinosaur lost in this crazy world. Just try to make sense of it. 7:38, Gary Goldberg is going to join us when we come back, tell you about the money in the stock market. If you're worried, Gary will have your answers. Right now, Al Gattuso's got your news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
62 degrees at 7:39. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. If you have an iTunes account, officials say you may soon be targeted by a new scam. State cybersecurity experts say criminals are trying to get people to buy iTunes gift cards and then give out the redemption codes over email. The message sender's address will often include phrases like school principal, head of school, or chapter president. Anyone who is contacted is asked to delete the email and contact local police. There's a new museum in Washington, D.C. dedicated to America's police officers. The National Law Enforcement Museum will open Saturday across from the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in Washington. An opening ceremony held Thursday at the museum, which took 20 years to build at a cost of more than $100 million. The new museum features interactive displays, hundreds of historical artifacts, and a large theater that shows a film on the history of U.S. law enforcement. In sports, Giants crushed by the Eagles 34-13. Giants now 1-5 on the season. Rangers pick up their first win of the season, skating past the Sharks in overtime 3-2. The Devils, they shut out the Capitals by the final of 6-0. Sports, sponsored by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, Al, we're still seeing problems on 109 North, getting up toward Avenel Street in Woodbridge. Accident with a down pole and wires. 78 eastbound, bumper to bumper into the Garden State Parkway ramp, southbound with an accident there. Traffic is still moving pretty slowly as you take a ride to 287 south into Morristown with a collision cleared. Inbound GWB 35, Lincoln 20 at the tolls, heavy through Project 495. Holland still about 30 to 35 minutes in, and we're still seeing slowdowns this morning as you head to the West Side Highway southbound. That's going to be kind of busy down through 158th Street. Harlem River Drive southbound, slowing down toward the RFK Bridge at LaGuardia. Over an hour delay on arrivals because of the wind. And up at the Tappan Zee Bridge, speed still reduced to 35 miles per hour. Checking in on the forecast for today, rain ending and clearing later, high today of 64. Tomorrow morning, more showers with a high of 58. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Commence Exxon and Mobil field test. Scientist observed subject B at station. Subject B earns Exxon and Mobil rewards plus points, points she can use to save on gas, coffee, car washes, and more. Subject B should share the wealth and buy me a coffee. Subject B looks like she's leaving. Subject B hasn't purchased me anything yet. Subject B has left. Conclusion, Exxon and Mobil rewards plus makes refueling rewarding, and Subject B owes me a coffee. Perhaps a donut.
Sign up today at ExxonMobilRewardsPlus.com. Terms and conditions apply. Available at participating Exxon or Mobil branded locations.
Clear your calendars because the best time to discover your best hair is here. The Gorgeous Hair Event is back at Ulta Beauty. It's 3 weeks of daily beauty steals of up to 50% off the most loved brands like Redken, Living Proof, and Drybar. Check out deep conditioning masks for a frizz-free fall, flat irons for silky locks that never stop, and color boosters to keep you vibrant all season. But hurry in. The event ends October 20th. Only at Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or application firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer. In the air of the cat.
Want more AM 970, The Answer? Go to AM970TheAnswer.com to listen live. Tune in to podcasts from the shows you missed anytime you want. Learn more about our advertisers. Join the AM 970 fan club and sign up for events. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Jersey Joe on the radio. Gary Goldberg standing by. I love telling you about Perillo Tours. When you think about Mr. Italy, what do you think? Mario Perillo, right? Well, Mario's son, Steve Perillo, has carried on the tradition of excellence in travel, representing the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. You know, Perillo Tours have been operating for 74 years. Were you aware of that? Serving over 1 million happy guests. Steve personally guarantees guarantees you will have the vacation of a lifetime. That is the Perillo promise. Perillo escorted tours are 15 to 20 couples, but they encourage single travelers as well. Expect to make wonderful friendships that will last a lifetime. You have an informative and friendly Italian tour leader, right? And you quickly become one happy Perillo family. With Perillo, you will skip the line. Thank you. I will not wait in line when I'm abroad. I just don't want to wait in line. You will skip the line with Steve Perillo. You'll walk right into the Vatican Museum, the Sistine Chapel, St. Peter's Basilica, Colosseum, the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Be the first 10 people to request a Perillo Tours brochure today and receive a bottle of Botticelli premium quality Italian extra virgin olive oil. That's a $10 value, courtesy of Botticelli Foods, the art of Italian flavor. Limit one per household, please. Go to BotticelliFoods.com to see their entire line. Call for the Perillo 2019 Italy brochure at 888-PERILLO. 888 Perillo, P-E-R-I-L-L-O. And visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
7:44 with Joe Piscopo on this Friday. It's crazy Friday. Make it 7:45 right now on AM 970. The Answer. Gary Goldberg, certified financial planner and wealth management strategist, is kind enough to join us this morning. Gary, happy Friday. How are you?
Well, just fine, thank you, Joe. And it's a good day to talk if we're talking about investments in the market. Because
what happened? What happened with the market slide, Gary? What's your opinion on all of that, please?
You know, it's really funny because we have been talking since January about a market going up. I want to take you back to January. We had a similar conversation where you said, what happened in the market? It came down. Then all of a sudden we started making new highs, Joe. And the last 2 days have been brutal if you are concerned about your portfolio, because markets come down by 1,400 points. And these corrections are due. They're normal. It's just what the market needed. And again, we saw this in January, and a little panic over inflation is setting the table, I think, for a year-end rally. And wise investors, Joe, they get greedy when others get scared. And this morning we're seeing a market, in terms of the futures, looking very good in terms of a springboard for higher prices today. So that's what we're seeing right now. It should be a better day for investors today. So don't overreact, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. It's not time to panic. Gary Goldberg, you always say that. When you see this, you got to just stand fast. Should we buy now? Is it a good time to buy, Gary?
Anytime something goes on sale. Talk about, you know, the Perillo Tours. I just heard the commercial.
Yeah,
you're
man.
Offering a little incentive. Markets go up and down. That's why you can make so much money in the market. It's not a lake. It's an ocean. It goes up and down. What you want to do, though, and I'm being a little self-serving, you want a good money management firm. Our firm, Gary Goldberg Financial Services, has been managing money for 40 years. We've gone through the crashes, the bubbles, and we manage more money than 90% of the firms in the country, if you exclude pension funds and bank trust departments. So get yourself allied. Now, let me throw a little bit of cold water on it. Interest rates, Joe. Mortgage rates are now 5%. A year ago, they were 3.5%. So you can't overlook and be you can't just say this doesn't matter. It does matter. It takes a lot of people out of buying a home. Mortgage rates are 5%. If you're going for a mortgage, sometimes you don't qualify at a 5% loan, and because your payments are higher. So the ripple effect of not having a continuous rise in the housing market could affect certain industries. So you're going to find certain industries getting hurt. So you have to be selective. I have always liked the technology sector. We've talked about that, you and I. And if you want to get into certain sectors that are somewhat immune, I think technology is an area. I also think the bank stocks are somewhat immune. Joe, banks borrow at around 0.375%. If mortgages go up to 5%, look at the spread they're going to have. They're paying maybe a fraction more. But what happens is they make more money. Auto loans go up. Credit cards are now 17.1%. So banks make money. Technology makes money. So I would not be afraid of this. It does go up and down.
Well, and does the president have a point that this is all due to higher interest rates from the Fed, Gary?
Higher interest rates are necessary. We've lived in a shell. We've had ridiculously low interest rates in order to get the economy going. Well, the economy is going. I think normal increases, and Jerome Powell, the Fed Reserve chairman, said he's going to raise rates probably, well, he didn't say it, but he implied 1%, a quarter percent more this year, probably 3 or 4 next year. That's because the economy is strong enough to withstand it. So it's healthy. Markets also are driven by computerized trading, Joe. 40% of the market is driven by algorithms. So somebody presses a button because, wow, the 10-year treasury hit 3.25%, and all of a sudden the sellers appear. That's not something that people should get frightened of. We have a strong economy. The president pushed through tax reform. Wonderful for corporations. Joe, you're in a tax bracket. If your tax bracket goes down from 25 to 15, you have more money to go spend. Well, that's what corporations are doing. They went from 35% tax to 21%. They're spending the money on buying back their own shares. That's a support level for the market.
I love it. Gary, where can we find you, my friend?
1-800-377-5757. 1-800-377-5757. And as you know, I will return all calls personally. And we have 8 offices, 58 people. But I'll talk with anybody who wants to talk with me.
We appreciate that, Gary. Always fun to have you with us, Gary. Give Joan my best, and we'll talk to you next week, Gary Goldberg. All right, my friend. Take care. Gary Goldberg right there. Good guy. Don't panic. Gary says don't panic. It's so hard not to panic, right, when you see the slide. Well, don't panic, because that's coming from Gary Goldberg. Biscuit Bell in the morning, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:50 right now. Debbie's out there on the roads looking out for you. It's windy. It's rainy.
Yeah.
I see the sun trying to come out, but I don't know why the rain means more traffic. So here we go, Debbie. Give it to us. How are we doing this morning?
Joe, I'll tell you what's happening. We're going to start off on the subways. Delays on the downtown 2 and 5 with signal problems. Also delays on the L with a stalled train. New Jersey Transit, the Morris and Essex line, Gladstone branch, that is suspended right now. It's all due to some overhead wire problems over in Summit. So prepare for delays there with New Jersey Transit. Inbound GWB 35, Lincoln 20 at the tolls, Hollinsdale 30 to 40. It's a tough ride on 80 West, exit 58 out through Patterson. An accident there to contend with. 1 and 9 northbound. Looks like 2 lanes still blocked at Avenel Street and Woodbridge. Repairs from an earlier problem. And we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic on the northbound side of the Van Wyck getting up past the LIE with an accident in the process of being clear from that spot as well. Southern State eastbound getting out toward Vantaw Avenue. That's an accident. Speeds down to 35 at the Tappan Zee Bridge because of the weather. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime of the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher warns it's not time to rest on our laurels.
Judge Kavanaugh, and in particular President Trump, won the battle with Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation. The last thing you can do now is breathe a sigh of relief and say, ah, good, we got this major battle won. We don't need to go to the polls in a few weeks. We can stay home.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us for the first time is the Speaker of the New York State Assembly, Carl E. Hastings. Tell us about raise the age.
Before we changed the law last year, New York and North Carolina were the only two states who prosecuted 16 and 17-year-olds as adults. And a 16 or 17-year-old, they can't drive, they can't vote, they can't defend this country, they can't smoke. So if we're saying in that vein, they're not responsible enough, so why would we want to, if they made a mistake or did something wrong, hold them to the same standards as an adult? We found there's a higher incidence of young people becoming career criminals when they're sent through the adult criminal justice system.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off and to wear a helmet when she rides her bicycle. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
She is called the Queen of Court Journalism, having covered most every celebrity trial in the last 40 years, including O.J., Phil Spector, Michael Jackson, Charles Manson, Rodney King, Sirhan Sirhan, and the Menendez brothers, and oh, the story she has to tell. This week on Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi and Royal Oaks. These are tidbits behind the headlines. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Piscopo, in the morning. You know, I'm going to give you the 8 o'clock. It's 7:54 right now. Mr. Generosity is going to give you the 8 o'clock if you want a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota, 855-621-9949. I know you've been thinking about it. You know, if you remember, please, 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. You got to check out the great new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You will meet Alex Kinsella there, the general manager, the young general manager doing a great job at Route 22 Toyota. He prides himself on his low lease offers. 0% APR financing, by the way, up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Iggy is there, Chester, Carmelo. This is the family we tell you about. You want to buy a car, and then Nick, you know, one of our great listeners, Nick, I appreciate talking with Nick last weekend. Joe, I went to Route 22 Toyota. I mentioned your name. I got the deal that I wanted to get. My sister Carol did the same thing. Same with Frankie Five Burrows and Mike Gallagher. They'll do the same for you. It's a family at Route 22 Toyota. And now this. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter. If you call 855-621-9949. This comes to you from our good friends, the family at Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Maggie Johnson's in for Joe Lundberg this morning, 7:56. Maggie, how are we doing at the weather answer desk? What's that crazy out there? Windy and rainy? What's going on, Maggie?
The wind is going to persist much of the day. Wind advisory is in effect until noon today. Now, the rain is out of here. I don't know why the surface observation station is still reporting light rain, but it shouldn't be raining. It looks dry on the radar. So the rain has exited. Now we'll have the clouds breaking for some sun as we head through the day. Temperatures have dropped into the upper 50s. For a time this morning, we'll get back to only 63 this afternoon. So definitely dress accordingly. Tonight is brisk and chilly. We dropped down to 49 in Midtown, closer to 40 in some suburbs. And then tomorrow looks like we'll have a shower or two early in the day. And then we'll have some sunny breaks. A brisk, chilly day, a high of 57. Still cooling in the upper 50s, but with sunshine and not much wind on Sunday.
All right, well done. Maggie Johnson right there, 757 with Joe Piscopo. Let me go to Viviana. Viviana, we've got a couple seconds. Love hearing from you, my dear. But we wanted to get you on the air. What are you thinking? Quickly?
Quickly, okay. In the spirit of what Frankie Five Burrows does on Sunday, we denounce Hillary Clinton for calling on a civil war in the United States. She should get out of office, and those who show up for the midterm elections will win. So we must get there. Pastors, talk to your congregation. Ooh. Explain to them the difference between the candidates, and then let them vote biblically.
Yeah, you know, Viviana, thank you. That's very, very well said. That's not a bad idea, but I don't know. You're not supposed to do anything political from the pulpit, but you know what? If there's any time to do it, now would be the time to do it, I think. Viviana right there, she's a pastor herself, Frankie Five Burrows, correct?
Yes, I believe in Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's great. We love that, and we appreciate that very, very much. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning with the, I always say the knuckleheads. My boys are here. My boys, our boys. The family is here, the dysfunctional family. That is your Ready for Drive Time players. Frankie Fiveboroughs, Morano, Albert Gattulo, Piscopo. Mike Gallagher's going to join us in a little while. You don't want to miss Mike. Mike comes on at 10:05. He'll break down. I want to ask Mike what's going on with Melania. She's doing a thing with ABC News, a whole thing. And, you know, she said she was bullied, the most bullied woman in America, Melania. I believe that. I have immense respect for Melania, and Mike will break that down for us. And also, Jeffrey Lyons is going to tell you what films you might want to see. Piscopo in the morning right here on AM 970 The Answer. We so love having you with us. It is Friday. You made it. We're coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
62 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A driver of a sanitation truck that struck and killed a man yesterday morning in Crown Heights under arrest. Police say Aaron Gilchrist is charged with driving in the wrong direction, failing to yield to a pedestrian. He's accused of hitting and killing a man at the corner of Brooklyn Avenue and Eastern Parkway. A spokesman for the sanitation department says it's fully cooperating with the investigation. A Highland Park, New Jersey organization receiving a grant for their homelessness efforts. The Reformed Church of Highland Park Affordable Housing Corp. has been approved to receive a grant worth $700,000. The grant is from the National Housing Trust Fund program. It will fund the project called Highland Park Housing the Homeless, which will buy and revamp four rental units near 202 North 3rd Avenue and 212 Amherst Street.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.